Welcome to a very special episode of AI News Blend. I've missed you all. We took a brief hiatus, and wow, a lot happened in AI during March 2026. If you've been feeling overwhelmed by the flood of announcements, funding rounds, and model releases, you're not alone. Let's get caught up together on the most significant developments. First, the money is flowing like never before. Venture capital hit a staggering $300 billion globally in just the first quarter of 2026. That's a 150% jump and an all-time record. The AI gold rush isn't slowing, it's accelerating. OpenAI just secured the largest funding round in history. They raised $122 billion at an $852 billion valuation. Let that sink in. OpenAI is now valued higher than most Fortune 500 companies. Their closest competitor, Anthropic, isn't far behind, with a fresh $30 billion raise at a $380 billion valuation. These companies are becoming economic powerhouses on par with the tech giants that initially funded them. Speaking of startups, two research legends have entered the fray with massive funding rounds. Yann LeCun's Advanced Machine Intelligence secured $1.03 billion in seed funding, the largest European seed round ever. Meanwhile, Feifei Li's World Labs raised $1 billion to develop their 3D world models. Both companies represent a new wave of founder-led AI labs with specific visions that differ from the general-purpose approach of OpenAI and Anthropic. March was also a month of model releases. We saw four frontier models drop in just 23 days. Mistral Small 4 launched on March 3rd, followed by GPT 5.4 on the 17th, Gemini 3.1 on the 20th, and Grok 4.20 on the 22nd. It's getting harder to keep up, isn't it? GPT-5.4, nicknamed Thinking, made waves by scoring 83% on GDPVAL, demonstrating expert-level performance on complex economic tasks. Google's Gemini 3.1 came in two flavors: Flashlight, optimized for speed and cost, and Flash Live, which excels at audio processing. These specialized variants show how the major labs are now targeting specific use cases rather than just raw capabilities. Apple finally reimagined Siri with genuine AI smarts in iOS 26.4. The new Siri is context-aware and can understand what's happening on your screen. This integration feels like the first true delivery on the promise Apple made when they announced their AI strategy last year. NVIDIA's GTC conference pivoted dramatically this year. Instead of focusing on raw hardware specs, they reframed everything around agentic AI deployments. The message was clear: it's time to move from demos to production. This shift reflects broader industry trends, as the multimodal cognitive protocol has now crossed 97 million installs, becoming the de facto infrastructure for deploying AI agents. Not all the news was positive, though. OpenAI quietly shut down the public API for Sora, their text-to-video model. The inference costs proved unsustainable at scale, a reminder that even with all this funding, economics still matter. We're also seeing a trend of reasoning models trading speed for accuracy, suggesting that the initial rush for faster models is giving way to a more nuanced approach. The quarter also saw its share of concerns. Anthropic suffered a security breach that led to leaked source code for Claude agents. This raised questions about the security practices at even the most well-funded AI companies. Industry analysts are now describing this period as a phase of consolidation and consequence, where the initial exuberance meets reality. The first honest results from Q1 deployments are just now being measured. Many companies that rush to implement AI solutions are discovering that the promised productivity gains require more thoughtful integration than initially assumed. Foundational AI startups raised a collective $178 billion in Q1 alone, double what they raised in all of 2025. This concentration of capital suggests we're entering a winner-takes-most environment where a few key players may shape the entire landscape. What fascinates me most about these developments is how quickly the industry is maturing. The focus is shifting from raw capabilities to practical applications, from hype to measured results, from technical benchmarks to real-world impact. I'm excited to be back with you daily. diving deeper into these stories and the ones that will emerge in the coming weeks. The pace of innovation shows no signs of slowing, and neither will we. Thanks for joining me for this catch-up episode. Tomorrow, we'll return to our regular format with a closer look at how these frontier models are changing the game for businesses and users alike. Until then, stay curious and stay human.